Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello.
Did you have a problem getting in here this morning with all those polar bears falling from the sky?
Oh, please. You know, Tim Cook and Elon Musk and all these other billionaire elites said that, you know, they're disappointed about the Paris climate treaty. Why don't they fund it?
Yeah, sure, you could write a check.
If they feel so strongly about it. I fund things that I feel strongly about. All of my donation money goes to, you know, animal shelters and stuff, because everybody knows I love dogs more
That's
than
right.
people.
Yes, very true.
You know, people ask me all the time if I hunt, and I'm like, nope, I could shoot a person way before an animal.
Way before.
Somebody's
yeah.
doing something to me or my family,
right.
I can do it.
Animal
but not
has
a, dog.
A right to be there.
So we have a female in the studio,
we
special
do.
Guest.
Would you, say that as if it's some sort of an exception.
Hey, hey.
Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, hello. Betty Lou DeCros. I am an assemblywoman from the 26th Legislative District in New Jersey. I represent Morris County, Passaic County, and parts of Essex County.
Wow, nope. we let a politician
Cause,
in.
Cause oh, you, boy.
Because you know what those maps look like, the voting
yeah,
district
well,
maps,
well,
right?
Well,
like a salamander?
Yeah,
yes, they
New
are.
New Jersey so. Can gerrymander a district better than anybody else, including, you know, Boss Hogg in Louisiana.
But Betty Lou, you're pro... You're a Republican, and your stances with the gun issues have been very favorable.
Absolutely.
Even
very
though,
supportive.
Even though you're outnumbered.
Well, you know, we are now outnumbered in Trenton, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't stop us from speaking out and speaking up for what we believe in, and what we believe should be there is the freedoms for individuals.
You know, about 5 years ago, we had Allison McCose on the show, and she said that we could fit all of the pro-gun legislators in New Jersey in a Mini Cooper and still have room for other people.
She's absolutely right.
I mean, you guys are outnumbered, but we appreciate what you've done up to this point fighting it. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of pressures. Obviously, the gubernatorial election is coming up, but and you're up for re-election?
Yes, I am right
now. How long have you been representing
I've
your district?
I've been almost 5 years.
Okay. Cool.
I started 5 years ago. I did work in the administration at the Department of Community Affairs for 2 years. And prior to that, I worked in local government, which is really, you know, the base and all the knowledge that comes from it on the local level, working with the police departments and all departments within a municipality for 23 years. So in 2012, my husband passed away. Actually, he died in the State House of New Jersey. He was a big supporter of yours. And I decided to leave the administration and run for his seat. And I was successful then, but now I have two challengers after me right now.
I'm not a big fan of your challengers, to be
well,
honest
I
with you.
I appreciate that. That's good. I hope everyone's listening.
I did my due diligence. Now, so for our listeners out there, you know, the primary is Tuesday. It's in 2 days. So Betty Lou could use your support. If you're not in her district, anyone you know that is, or you might want to go on her Facebook page and you might want to share it with friends and family, because we know how rare it is to get politicians to come on this show. And when national reciprocity rears its ugly head, which it's going to, because obviously with the Paris Treaty, Trump is actually doing something that most politicians don't do, right, Betty?
That's correct.
Betty Lou, he's actually doing what he said he was going to do.
He absolutely is.
And, you know, the NRA has donated over $32 million to his election campaign in their super PACs, and the largest single donor, by the way, largest bundled donor, I should say. And Trump is pretty loyal. And I was in Atlanta a few weeks ago for the NRA annual meetings, and Donald Trump was there, first sitting president since Reagan. Both his sons were there walking around talking, and everybody is – they're serious that we are going to push through national reciprocity. Now, the problem is 44 states already have reciprocity with each other, and people can carry, and it's not the OK Corral.
You can identify those states by the bodies stacked up like cordwood along
yeah,
the side
true.
Of the
yeah.
road.
And so – but New Jersey is going to fight this kicking and screaming, and we're going to need some voices of reason like you there.
Absolutely. I'm very strong on that issue, and I think, you know, it's terrible. I really can't understand where the left side of the aisle is thinking on the issue. And it's something that I know my colleagues, and I would hope all 28 of them are on the side of this and protect.
Well, you know, it's New Jersey, right? And New Jersey, the gun laws in New Jersey, the gun laws from the progressive side have always been about control. And it's control of those people. They never wanted to. Most of New Jersey, especially South Jersey, was created through white flight during the 1960s riots. And that's when the Democrat machine really came down hard. I mean, gun laws are all part of the Jim Crow system. It's that simple. Gun laws have always been about control, and it's control of those people and the control of us. It's not look at what passes for pro-gun legislation here in New Jersey. We allow more ex-cops of the favored class to carry firearms, and typically we report on most of the cops handling weapons very badly. True, Ant?
It's bad. It happens a lot.
But we want more of those. But again, it's a protected class getting more rights, like when the legislature wanted to relax the gun laws for them to carry.
Oh well, that was Cardinale. Yeah, you know, I mean, come on, let's not be self-absorbed and think of everybody else.
Of course, unfortunately, it happens. It's Jersey. It's the land of triple dipping, and the land of just absolute corruption that would make Huey Long, you know, feign embarrassment.
We get aggravated because we have battered woman syndrome in New Jersey as gun owners. Evan Knappen coined a term that we're all law-abiding criminals. And it bothers us all the time because the gun laws that keep trying to get forced down our throat in New Jersey only affect law-abiding citizens. Criminals, we all know, don't follow laws.
And absolutely. I mean, I have stated that on the floor and in the caucus in the State House. That's the real truth, and people have to learn to accept that.
Tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250 pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day, she was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites. LibertyOfficeSuites.com is owned by our friend Ron Sousa. Ron Sousa has two locations, one on Changebridge Road in Montville and one on New Road in Parsippany. Meeting room for up to 70 people, and he also has tons of offices that you can rent by the month so you can have a professional environment so you don't have to meet your clients at the local barista bar. Nice. And look like a loser. You don't have to run your business out of mom's basement. Check out LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Thank you. Betty, while we're talking, go ahead. What do you got to say?
I was just going to say that's my district, Parsippany and Montville. That's who I represent. So and great
Ron,
commercial.
Ron Sousa is a fan of yours, by the
Very
way.
Very good. I'm glad to hear that.
You know, he really is. So, listen, this is your second segment that you're on, and we know your stance on how you feel about us law-abiding criminals in New Jersey. Tell us again your Facebook, your website, and what we can do and what people can do, please.
Look, everybody has to remember June 6th is this coming Tuesday. It's an important day. Stand up for your rights. I stand up for your rights at the State House. I need you to make sure that you get everyone out there to vote to protect those rights. I have with me my campaign manager who's going to yell out how you can reach me, and his name is Vlad, and he's a go-to guy.
Folks, to get some more information about Betty Lou DeCrosse for Assembly, you can go to BettyLouDeCrosseForAssembly.com or go on our Facebook or Twitter at Betty Lou for New Jersey.
And spell that, please.
At Betty Lou, it's BettyLouFor and New Jersey.
Guys and girls listening to the show, there's 1 million New Jersey gun owners. We know that. We know that we can fit all of the pro-gun politicians in one car, so we need to align behind them and support them. Make a donation. Go onto the Facebook page. Share it. Again, if she's not in your district, let your friends and family know that are in that district. You know, we have to help each other. What did Ben Franklin say? We either hang together or we hang separately, correct?
That's correct. Right.
So Betty, talk to us a little more about your struggles down in Trenton. Do you ever want to just go down there and, you know, like, just freak out?
Yes, I do. And sometimes I think they get a little nervous over that. I'm not afraid to stand up and say what I have to say. And I can say this. One of my colleagues came up to me one day and said, have you ever heard that statement when E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens? I looked at him. I said, yeah, why? He goes, well, that's what happens when you speak. And I said, well, maybe that's a good thing.
It's no secret that I have a penchant for female leaders. I've talked about Golda Meir before. I've talked about Margaret Thatcher before. I think that women leaders are more effective because the whole muchissimo thing, guys will take more crap from a woman than they will take from another guy.
Yeah,
you know, I firmly believe that. If you have a strong-willed woman, she can get a lot more done than a strong-willed man.
Well, you know, you're right. But let me say this, with all of that being said, you can be strong-willed, you can be a strong woman, but it's all about the way you present it. You know, and if you present it in a strong, positive way, because you have to believe what you're saying, and I truly believe in freedoms and everything that I represent, I believe in it. So when I talk about it, it's expressed that way. And it's got to come across that way, because am I allowed to say whatever I want to say?
Anything you want.
Okay. If I don't do it right, being a woman, I don't want to have somebody turn around and say I'm a bitch or a know-it-all, because that's what would happen. So I come across truthful, honest, and I'll stand up for what's right, and I'll speak about it, and I'm not afraid. And you have to be that way in order to try to get anywhere in Trenton. So I'm going to continue to do that, and I'm going to fight hard, but I need support. And we need to have our voices down there to speak. With the minority amount that we're in, 28 to 52 is not a good number.
No.
So the 28 have to be loud, clear, and get the message across. And protect the freedoms of individuals in New Jersey, and continue to set New Jersey as an example across the country and protect the rights of everyone throughout the United States.
I think we have set, New Jersey does set an example across the country as a place no one wants to go.
That's yes, true.
Which is why we lose, you know, we lose thousands of people every single week to other states.
You're right. So we need to change that culture. We need to keep people in the state. And certainly my colleagues and my side of the aisle are doing that, and we're working very hard at it. But we can only do it if the people keep the legislators there that are doing the right thing. And I'm hoping on June 6th that they'll come out there to support me.
Well, you have my vote.
One of the problems in this state is the fact that you've got Trenton, Patterson, Newark, Jersey City that control this, that control the whole state. And most of the people don't live in those areas, yet those Democratic strongholds have been New Jersey and have flavored New Jersey politics forever.
Yes, the district map is not a favorable map.
No.
And hopefully the next one that comes around, we have strong enough leaders that are negotiating on the map and the redistricting after the next census. That's how they do it. We'll do the right thing in New Jersey. We'll become fair, because right now it is not.
It was terrible. The last redistricting that was that happened, it just happened. It was strong-armed. True.
It absolutely was.
But Christie agreed to it.
Yes, he absolutely did. Well, you know, you're not going to get me on my favorite subject.
Now, you know, my grandmother would have voted for you if she was alive, because she voted Republican. But since she passed away, she only votes Democrat now.
That does happen, I hear. I hear that over and over and over.
But, Vlad, jump in one more time. Give us some contact information. We have Gun for Hire groupies outside looking at you guys.
Yeah, they're waving high.
So one more time, for any information regarding Betty Lou DeCrosse for Assembly, you can go to www.bettyloudecrosse.com or go to our Facebook or Twitter, which is @BettyLou4NJ.
I love it. So listen, we're going to be endorsing you. We're going to be out there on Tuesday. Betty, would you consider carrying a gun if conditional reciprocity was passed?
I would consider it, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I enjoy going to the firing range, and I won't get into the many different guns that I've fired, but I've been accused of being a better fire than I say I am. So, better shooter, I should say.
We said, I told you before, women shoot better than men.
Well,
you're angrier.
I said, I told them, I said, I have a good straight eye there, so you know, I hit the target.
She's gone shooting with Michael Patrick Carroll.
Yeah, musket shooting.
Cool.
No, musket shooting with Michael.
Please support Betty Lou DeCrosse. Please, District 26. She needs your help. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports, so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe
in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Broadcasting truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Gunsitters. Gunsitters.com and their military division, Weapons Guard. Gunsitters is conveniently located in the Pine Plaza on Route 10 in Whippany, underneath the Pancake House and the Eye Doctor, who subsequently happens to be my eye doctor. Uh-huh. Gunsitters.com, if you're getting in a jam, you need a place to store your guns, move your guns, you don't want the prosecutor's office to take them, please check them out. One of our Gun for Hire Radio listeners, Dean, reached out to me last week. Facebook message, asked me a question. I told him what to do. He came in here last week to personally thank me because the process was smooth and he secured everything because there were some family issues going on, divorce, his, ours, mine, theirs, or whatever.
Yep,
so gunsitters.com. Now, if you're in the military and you're being transferred, deployed, Weapons Guard will store your firearms till you come back so you don't have to sell them or transfer them to somebody illegally in this state of New Jersey. So now we have one more guest on the show for the next two segments. This guy, I caught him loitering in my range one day. Went over. I was getting ready to stun gun him. I asked him what he was doing here. He says, well, your range is hopefully going to be in my district, and I wanted to see what was going on. So his name is Edward Buttimore, B-U-T-T-I-M-O-R-E, and he's running for New Jersey State Senate, and he's running in the seat that's left open where Senator O'Toole is retiring, I guess, or whatever. He's going back to his full-time legal practice. So now Kevin O'Toole has been a good guy with our issues, with gun issues. Kevin O'Toole is a member of the range. His two sons are members of the range. Kevin O'Toole's Korean War veteran father is a member of the range. Matter of fact, they signed up the first week we opened over 4 years ago.
Wow.
Okay, and we had a couple of issues with building stuff, and we reached out to Kevin O'Toole, and he helped us get in contact with the right people in the DEP and get them fixed in building the new addition. So I'm loyal to those that are loyal to me. So this guy, Edward Buttimore, comes in. He starts talking, so I do my due diligence on him. And introduce yourself.
My name is Ed Buttimore. I'm running for the state Senate in the 40th District. As you said, the Senate position is open because Kevin O'Toole is retiring. I was a 25-year law enforcement veteran. I started out in 1979 with the Passaic County Prosecutor's Office. I was an investigator in narcotics, organized crime. They trained me as an electronic surveillance wiretap expert. And then ultimately I moved on to the State Attorney General's Office out of Trenton, which supervises all law enforcement in New Jersey. And I spent 20 years there. And I retired in 2005 as a supervisor, a supervising state investigator. I supervised corruption, insurance fraud, major fraud, narcotics, and organized crime.
This guy has gone on record in NJ Blue Now. They asked him what his position is on justifiable need and concealed carry, and he believes it's an individual who, if he meets the requirements, he should be able to carry a gun.
Oh, you mean
that's
like the Constitution says?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He wrote, think of the training we required to get a driver's license. He wrote that we should have, you know, I'm okay with training for a carry permit. I'm not okay with training for a firearms ID card because you might want to just own grandpa's guns. But so Edward here is all in with concealed carry. So guess what? You have my vote and endorsement.
I appreciate that.
And this Tuesday's the primaries, and he's in District 40. How could people find you, Ed? Find your site or Facebook? What do you have shaken?
Well, I have a website, which is edwardbuttimore.com, and last Buttimore is spelled B-U-T-T-I-M-O-R-E. I also have a Facebook page. You can go there. You can see my positions. On my website, you can see my positions on the different top issues in the state. And on the Facebook page, I update it, pretty often with things that are going on with the race.
See, what we're fed up with in New Jersey is too many moderate Republicans, when asked about the Second Amendment, will turn around and say, well, I support the Second Amendment, but... But as soon as I hear that but, that's it. I'm completely turned off.
Or as soon as they say, I support the Second Amendment, okay.
Now,
you know right away.
This guy's got my vote because Woodland Park is my district. So Tuesday I'm voting for you in the primaries. And if you don't know the 40th district, it's Allendale, Cedar Grove, Franklin Lakes, Hohokus, Little Falls, Midland Park, Pequannock, Pompton Lakes, Ridgewood, Riverdale, Totowa, Waldwick, Wayne, Woodland Park, and Wyckoff. Now, here's the thing. You know, that's gerrymandering, right? We know that.
Yeah.
We talked about that before with Betty Lou.
It's a pretty circuitous route.
Yeah, he's in Bergen, Passaic, Morris, and Essex County. So we need Edward Buttermore elected on Tuesday. If you're not in these towns, everybody listening to the show in New Jersey knows people in these towns. Share his Facebook page. Share his website. Send a $5 donation, whatever. He didn't ask me to say this, by the way. I'm winging it. Do whatever you can do to support him. And go out and vote, or get your friends and family out to vote. Again, what did Betty Lou say? 28 against 52 or something?
Right.
Down in Trenton. We need
it's even worse
more
in the
people.
Senate.
Yes, we need a couple of more. Well, he's in the Senate. He's running for the Senate. We need a few more people that are vocal. That, I mean, you can't back out of this NJ Blue article. You stated that you're for concealed carry.
Yeah, I'll tell you why I'm for it. And as Sandy said, as a retired law enforcement officer, I can carry legally in New Jersey. But people need to protect themselves when they're outside their home, not just their home. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a story about, I have four children, two boys, two girls, they're all adults. And my youngest daughter has a girlfriend, and she's a nurse, and she works in an urban hospital. And she works a 12-hour shift. So in the winter when she goes to work, when she leaves work, it's dark. Now she has to park in a five-story parking garage, maybe like a block away. Now there's an example, and she's like 5'1". There's an example of somebody who should have a right to protect herself outside her home. I mean, and why don't we have that? If so many other states have it, and the reciprocity law, I know it's going to be a tough fight here in New Jersey to get it. I'm going to support it. And I'll tell you, quick story. We all know the Plaxico Burress story.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I didn't teach him, by the way.
Okay.
Okay.
But back in 2008, it was around Thanksgiving 2008 when Plaxico had his incident. Okay. And for people who are not familiar with the story, Plaxico was a resident of Florida. He played for the New York Giants. But he was originally from Florida, and he had a permit to carry in Florida. So he wasn't up on the laws up here in New York and New Jersey. And he took the gun with him into New York City, and he had an accidental discharge with the gun. And Mayor Bloomberg ensured that the district attorney throw the book at him.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't know, and I know this because I spoke to some district attorneys over there, that law that they prosecuted him under, he was the only person prosecuted on that law and not allowed to plea bargain. But Mayor Bloomberg told the district attorney, I don't want you to cut him a deal. I want you to prosecute him. We want to make an example because he's a public figure. And I felt that was wrong, that the mayor could tell the district attorney what could do. Because remember, they're both elected officials. But if you look at where the funding comes from, even though a district attorney is elected, their funding comes from the mayor's office. So he had some control over that.
Yeah, so he's got control.
And we're always looking to make examples of law-abiding citizens. We had Shanine Allen down in South Jersey.
Right.
We had Brian Aiken in Central Jersey. And the list goes on and on and on. Now, I appreciate your candor that you support national reciprocity, but what's going to happen? And it's going to pass federally because 44 states allow it. That we have enough votes in the House and the Senate, and Trump said he will sign it. But New Jersey's going to file lawsuits immediately after that, and they're going to say that states have their own rights, they're sovereign, blah, 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 and we're going to go through it. But, they talk about the Wild West, and again, with 44 states, and a lot of these states that issue carry permits have urban areas that are just as densely populated as ours. And again, you don't read in the paper every day about it being the Wild West.
No. And Chicago's the perfect example of like a failed, experience.
Right.
They have the strictest gun laws in the nation, some of the strictest gun laws in Chicago. And they have one of the most violent cities, and they can't seem to get it under control, so it doesn't work.
When you're out of Chicago proper, you can get a carry permit in Illinois.
You can carry
a gun.
That's contradiction.
And the same thing in New York. When you leave the five boroughs, the further north you go, the easier it is to get a carry permit. You just can't go into Manhattan proper, or New York County, as they say, which is, it's really bad there. And, you know, in New Jersey, we have less than 2,000 private citizens that have carry permits. And we had a gentleman on the show, Albert Almeida, who owns a building maintenance company in Newark, and he lives in Sussex County. The first judge told him that he should hire a security guard because he's had death threats from Bloods and Crips and Latin Kings. And he said that's not feasible. And then the judge's next statement was, well, then you should find a new line of work. And, you know, when you're dealing with that mentality, where are you going to go?
Like, coming from the judge who has a carry permit.
Or he can get armed protection. Or the judge has to have one threat against him, and they'll give him marshals to protect him. I've seen it all the time. But so the hypocrisy pisses me off. This is a law-abiding citizen. He had like 30 police reports logged in. So what he did was he sued the state of New Jersey. He sued the mayor. He sued the police chief. He sued the judge and everything. They issued him his carry permit.
Oh, sure.
But it cost him about $50,000.
And it shouldn't. And it shouldn't. But that is the hypocrisy. Because, you know, they're all protected by Secret Service or armed guards or state police, whatever. But they don't want to have the same protection. I'll tell you a quick story. I had a colleague of mine in the Attorney General's office. He was an attorney. He was a deputy attorney general. And he had a bona fide death threat due to an investigation we were working on in prosecution. So they permitted him to carry a weapon. A concealed weapon for about 8 or 10 years while he was still deputy attorney general. And then he retired. And then he was concerned. He still felt he needed to carry the weapon, but he felt he couldn't get the carry a gun under retired law enforcement because he was a prosecutor.
Right?
He was not a law enforcement officer. And he felt he was going to get a hard time going through the courts. That they wouldn't grant it to him. He kind of felt them out first, and they're like, nah, it's going to be a problem, and so forth and so on. And that's the hypocrisy of it.
Right.
Because here it is like, oh, they gave him a gun while he was a deputy attorney general because they acknowledged that he had a bona fide death threat.
How many years are you on the job?
I was on 25.
You're not mature enough to carry hollow point bullets in New Jersey.
How about that?
Can you fix that if you get elected, please?
Why not?
Edward Buttermore for New Jersey State Senate, District 40. Do you hear me? And the other thing we have is under the RPO Act, H.R. 218, New Jersey doesn't identify with new H.R. 218. We have our own carry permit. When we come back, I want to talk to you more about that, too.
Okay.
Yeah, God forbid we should actually want bullets that stop inside the bad guy and not go through them and hit innocent people. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
By County Line Firearms. County Line Firearms NJ is on Route 10 in East Hanover, New Jersey. Check out Carlos Negron from County Line Firearms. What was wrong with the sound? You better have taped right or you're in big trouble. Remember,
your mic keeps going.
My Twitter feed is GUN4HYR, GUN4, number 4HYR. SafeCon is September 23rd in Princeton. If you or a family member, anybody wants to get involved, NJSafeCon.net, NJSafeCon.net. Also, Scott Bach is running for NRA reelection. Come and sign the petition at the range, Woodland Park. If you're a life member or you've been a member for 5 years or more, you have voting rights. Come down and check it out. So, Ed, what I was saying is we have, first of all, we have the hollow point bullets, which is basically requires a signature from the Attorney General allowing retired cops to carry hollow point bullets. The second thing we have is you retired, and when Obama signed H.R. 218 into law, strengthening President Bush's national reciprocity. Well, the state police basically turn around. They're waiting for the Attorney General directive, because what they say is there's a loophole, and this has been proven that your qualification form, if you use just the police training guidelines, PTC guidelines from when you retired, it doesn't automatically make you HR 218. We have guys come here and shoot two courses of fire and give them a pink piece of paper that says they shot the HR 218 national course. New Jersey is the only state out of 50 that has this weird technicality into it, okay? So we need somebody like you to go down there to support PBA Local 500 and all the other retired police organizations as a retired cop to sponsor this. The next thing you got to do is the hollow point bullets. The next thing is there's legislation now to change the age. You can only carry until the day before your 76th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
There's legislation now to change it to 82. But the day you turn 76, you have to get a mental health background check from a mental health professional. That's how the legislation's written right now. Okay, why is that?
Right.
I don't get it. But so we're going to need your help in that. So, Ed, tell us again how people can contact you and see what your positions and stances are, please.
Well, my website is edwardbuttermore.com. Buttermore is spelled B-U-T-T-I-M-O-R-E. And I also have a Facebook page you can go to, and you'll see I try to update that all the time. But my positions on the various issues are on my website, and that's where they can find it.
Your position on concealed carry had me right there. I mean, I read the whole thing on NJ Blue, but as you're a supporter, vocal, your imprint saying it, I see 13-month-old grandson, too. That's not a bad thing to have there. He's in Legislative District 40. This seat is being opened up by Kevin O'Toole. Again, it's the primary. He needs to win the primary, and then we're going to put all of our support behind him to win the general election.
This is... You know, we have 40 districts in New Jersey.
Yes.
And 10 of them have never had anybody elected from the other party. And the 40th district is one of them. We've never had a Democrat elected to the legislature from the 40th district when
they
it was
gotta
created.
They got to be gunning for that, though.
Well, it you know, it's the way it's gerrymandered. You know, right. There's certain, you know, like in Hudson County, they probably haven't had any Republicans. So, you know, the Republicans have been winning it in November pretty easily, the 40th district. So the race is the primary. It's Tuesday. If I win the primary on June 6th, next Tuesday, I have like a 99% chance of being the next state senator from the 40th district.
Well, who's your
and a friend.
And who's your opponent on this?
Oh, we're not saying their names. It's a couple other Republicans. I don't want to say their names.
Okay.
All right, I really don't. So I don't want to give them any.
No, I give them publicity.
It's a three-way race, and yes. As you know, not many people come out in the primaries. You only get maybe like 20% of the eligible voters come out. So in a three-way race, your vote becomes even more important.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
and
votes to win.
What I don't like about his two competitors, they're institutional politicians. Okay? I don't want that. He's a retired cop. He's been here. He's pro-gun. He's pro-concealed carry. We're educating him on the issues that affect us. This is who we want.
Well, right? The fact that he's a retired cop has got my vote right away. And
okay.
And it's because, you know, it's kind of interesting because you don't... I've yet to meet a law enforcement officer who is not... I'm sure there are a couple out there who are not for... civilian concealed carry, because it
once they become chiefs, they're not for it anymore.
Well, they can't be. It's all politics, especially if it's a you know mayor is against lunacy member. But you know, I think you understand what it's like because you've seen the bad guys, mm-hmm. and you see what it's like to be on the other side of that, and you have an understanding of what we're actually talking about. It's not the boogeyman is going to come running out of the closet. It's you have a rational understanding of what reality really is.
Sure. Well, after I retired, I did various security jobs. And one of the jobs I had was with the New York Giants. After Plaxico had his incident, my cousin was retired from the Port Authority Police. He formed a company to provide protection for professional athletes so they wouldn't be tempted to carry guns. And I worked with him for 3 years on that. But another thing, I also, when I left that, I was the director of security for a non-public school in the area here. And they had three campuses, K-12. And I made it a point to hire retired law enforcement officers mm-hmm. in case the school decided, well, we want to go, you know, with armed security, that under the retired HR 218, my security officer would be able to carry. But, you know, they, after a few years, their board got together and looked at the issue, and they decided, no, they don't want to go that way.
Oh, no, we don't want to protect it. We'll hire an armed guard to protect money at a bank.
It's a shame because, you know,
children.
With, you know, these gun-free school zones, yes. and gun-free zones,
killing
are soft
zones.
Targets.
Yes,
most
absolutely.
Of these
sure.
shootings that we've had around the nation are at schools because yes. the bad guys know it's a soft target.
Sure. Around the world, too, if you look at it. I mean, France, why would you pick Paris? Mm-hmm. It's because Paris, Sweden, all of the areas that are anti-gun and are very restrictive, now they're bringing large rockets.
I think one way we can protect our people is eliminate the gun-free zones, because that's
absolutely.
Just it makes it a target, you know, for people to, you know,
yep.
to come to.
So, listeners, Edward Buttimore, B-U-T-T-I-M-O-R-E, and it's edwardbuttimore.com, and he also has a Facebook page. District 40, wide open seat, Kevin O'Toole, three-way race. A three-way race is good. By the way, Edward got an A Q from the NRA. Now, what Q means is because he hasn't held office before, so he's an A rating from the NRA. So he also had the stones to fill out the NRA questionnaire. A lot of politicians don't fill it out.
Right.
All right, so he filled out the NRA questionnaire. He's given an A rating. He'll get an A-plus when he gets reelected, when we have him back in here, when he's up for his reelection, God willing, in 6 years. So what I want to say is that we need to, again, support those who support us. Unfortunately, the closet gun owners in New Jersey, we could swing the next election,
we could control
the
gubernatorial
New Jersey.
You know, when you stop and think there are over a million gun owners in the state of New Jersey, we could literally...
And 12 of us vote.
Yes, right. That's what the big problem is.
And Bon Jovi, who shot in this range, who's vehemently... anti-gun, did a concert for Phil Murphy. Well, he's anti-gun for the little people, not
right.
for him and his kids
right.
to come in and shoot.
Because
it's
Bon Jovi has a carry permit.
It's different, yeah. So it's different, you know.
Right. He does?
Yeah.
Of course.
So it's different.
So does Bloomberg.
Well, because their lives are more valuable than ours, Ed. Edward, their lives are more valuable than ours. We're the
I
little
guess
people.
So
EdwardButtimore.com for New Jersey Senate District 40. Now, if he's not in your district, listeners, please share it on Facebook. Share it on other social media. Go on to his website. Copy the link from his website. Post it on your Facebooks and your Instagrams or whatever. Let's get the people out Tuesday. Man, if we could get him, we get Betty Lou. She wins her primary, you know, and we could get some more people behind us, and they can see how this machine works.
Right.
We need their voices. Yes, they're outnumbered. Maybe next election cycle they won't be
yeah,
outnumbered.
Maybe it changes.
Or
they, like we say here, you know, Anthony says, you get an anti-gunner walks in the door here in the range, and all of a sudden, they leave neutral, it's a win.
Mm-hmm.
And just by education, when I met him, I was kind of a firearms agnostic, right?
Mm.
In fact, I worked on one of the studies, very famous studies, that was built on bogus data that says that if you own a gun from the CDC, you know, if you own a gun, you are more likely to be injured with that gun or have harmed. You know, the data came from the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And all they did, well, of course, I mean, if you live in the hood, chances are whether you own a gun or not, it really doesn't matter. You're probably going to get, you know, harmed yeah. some way. But when I met him, all of a sudden my eyes got opened up to what reality was, and I became very angry that I was used as a pawn.
You know what happens, Edward, in here? People come in for the first time. They see that it's not, you know, a sexist, racist place. They see it's wholesome and family, and they have a good time. So then they ask, I want to get a gun. So I tell them, well, go to your police department and fill out the paperwork. They come back 6 months later. They go, I was treated like a criminal.
Mm.
I had background checks, fingerprints, references. They called my job. They were like, I thought you'd just walk into a store and buy a gun, because that's how the media perceives it.
Of course.
That's how a lot of our politicians, the anti-gun politicians that are down in Trenton, think that you and I walk into a store. Can I get a box of Lifesavers, that M16? Let me get a howitzer and a half a skid of,
Skittles,
you know, of Claymore Mines. You know, like, I mean, that's...
I'm not sure they actually believe that, but
but
you know, they conveniently say that.
Our last president president said that you could just go on your laptop and order a gun.
Right.
Okay. You
so
can.
It's easier to get a gun than it is to get a laptop.
Yeah, you can, but it's going to be shipped to an FFL. Right. You have to do a background check, national instant check, and paperwork. So you can order a gun online, but you can't just have it delivered to your friendly post office.
It's a slow process.
So we need people, listen to me, people. We need guys like Edward Buttermore down there that understand our plight so they can be the force of reason. You know, other than like Betty Lou and Michael Patrick Carroll, that we haven't had too many people that can, you know, talk to the left and let them understand that. So I love having prior military and prior police representing us from a Republican standpoint.
Well, right now, there's only three former law enforcement officers in the legislature. In the Assembly, we have one on each side of the aisle. And in the Senate, we have a retired trooper on the Democratic side. There is no retired law enforcement officer in the Senate.
Charlie Maynard, Democrat, when they were trying to ban 15-round magazines, said it takes 27 seconds to change a magazine. When he was on the job, Jersey City cop, sergeant.
That's why he wanted to live in the magazine.
Okay. Yes, 27 seconds. Edward's not going to say that. EdwardButtermore.com, 40th District. Vote for him or support him. Thank you.
Are you still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shitbag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shit bags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shit bags so thin they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shit bags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you four additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and four specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
Listen, I got a real quick pitch to go over. Ainsley Reynolds, listen up. District 17 in Somerset County, we have an African-American woman named Nadine Wilkins. She is running uncontested as a Republican against two F-rated Democrats. So she's going to win the primary even if she gets one vote. But we need a big stand here. Listen up, Somerset, New Jersey Assembly, District 17, Nadine Williams, all right? N-A-D-I-N-E, Wilkins, Nadine Wilkins. She's running as a Republican. I've had people reach out to me. She's pro-gun. She's a shooter. She wants our vote. We might be able to change some stuff in this state if we can. Remember on Tuesday when you vote in primaries, anyone but Phil Murphy, obviously. Who knows who they are? And on the Republican side, I know it's split between Rogers and Cittarelli and Kim Godano. But I'll tell you right now, people, especially our gun people out there, whoever wins, we have to back 100% because it's got to be anyone but Phil Murphy.
Right.
Now, quick one. I get an email from Joey LaBella. Joey became an NRA instructor by me maybe 6 years ago at Otis Gun Cleaning Technology, upstate New York. He wrote, "Good morning, Ant. I am a little behind on the radio show. However, while getting up to speed, I just listened to episode 309, a.k.a. The Fatty Show. Just wanted to thank you for the inspiration. I was at the gym doing CrossFit until February when I started to make excuses why not go rather than why to go. So made an assessment appointment for Monday and going to get started again. I am spiritual and I believe this was my WTF. Are you going to get back to it? Thanks again, Anthony. Love your educational spots on the show. Keep up the excellent work you and your staff are doing. Watch your six, and God bless, Joey LaBella." Joey, I love you. I miss you. I haven't seen you in years. We're just friends online. You never send me flowers. You never take me out to dinner.
It's so damn cold up there at Otis.
You know? Yeah, it's cold up there, but it's beautiful. So let's talk a little bit about some learning issues, okay? It's summer now, all mm-hmm. right? And it kind of changes the dynamic at your house. You know, you should keep your doors in your house or apartment or condo locked, including your garage door, okay? An open door is an invitation. Let me tell you something. If you're working on your house and walk around the side of the house and then walk around the back of the house and your front door is open, somebody could walk in and rob your shit.
Sure.
Or be waiting for you right. when you come inside. I know it sounds paranoid. If you don't have a dog barking, don't leave your door open. I'm telling you right now. You know, we say we see something, say something. You should be a good neighbor, and you should alert police to any unusual activity in your neighborhood. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I see a car idling for too long outside, I call the cops.
Right.
You know what? We pay our taxes. Better safe than sorry. Most people brush it off. Right, Sandy? You talk about normalcy bias.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, whatever. I see something suspicious. I really don't care. I just call it in. You know, when you go on vacation, they say have your mail and newspaper stopped. I call BS, okay? Have somebody pick your newspaper up. Have somebody pick your mail
Absolutely.
Up. Because the mail carrier or the newspaper person will rob your house.
The fill-in mail carrier. The summer mail carrier.
Correct. You know, we talk about leaving lights on timers to create an impression that your house is occupied. If you don't have modern technology, my house is all of an app. My blinds open and close, my lights and all kinds of stuff, right? You know, thermostat. If you don't have that, you go to Home Depot or Amazon, buy 3 110-volt window timers. Make sure you get extra pins for them. A lot of them come with like 2 ons and 2 offs. You can email and go on the manufacturer's website and request some. Usually they'll send them free to you for free. You should have multiple profiles set up where the lights come on and off. Now, what I like to do is, if you have a house or a condo, 6 o'clock at night, living room light go on. 7 o'clock, go off, bedroom light go on. 15 minutes later, bedroom light go off, living room light goes back on.
Yeah.
Okay? You do shit like that. If somebody's watching your house, they don't know for sure if grandma's staying over or somebody or not.
Right.
It's so much better than if you have local kids in the area, especially with the opioid epidemic we have, they're watching your house.
Absolutely.
All right? And they're like, oh, look, the light goes on every night at 7 o'clock.
Right.
Now, there's apps and plug-in, Wemo and Apple Home and all this other stuff. I have something like that. But if you don't, you can do it in a rudimentary fashion, okay? Be sure to set your alarm system if you have one. You'd be surprised. Police tell me all the time people don't set their alarm system.
Yeah, they get complacent or
Correct.
Something, right?
You don't set your alarm system, and that will get you broken into, all right?
Or they don't lock the doors in their car in the driveway.
Yes, correct. Be careful, too, of scams. You know, springtime and summer, now this is when the vans drive around, and they say they're from public service, or they want to quote new windows for your house or something. Listen, if they're not there with an appointment, not talking. Don't even open the door. Call the police if they're being persistent. You know
mm-hmm.
what? If they're legitimate, they'll show the police their credentials and ID, and they'll leave. If they're not legitimate, tough. I live in a gated community. I saw a strange guy walking. We have one of the back resident only gates. We have a gate near the property and then a gate at the edge of the property. It's like an airlock.
Mm-hmm.
I saw somebody with a backpack walking. You know, I picked up. I called the maintenance company, the management company. They sent an email out and they called the police. And guess what? It was somebody that was going to come up and like put like restaurant menus in all the doors.
Uh-huh.
But you can't come into our gated community today. He snuck in through the back way.
Yeah.
Now, was that really what he was going to do? Or maybe he's going to steal something was there? But
right.
I said something. You
sure.
know, a lot of people wouldn't take the time or effort to do that. Oh, I don't want to be bothered. Okay. I don't want to be bothered. You know, in your car, with this epidemic today, like opioids and stuff, if you leave change in a cigarette cup, or
right.
if you leave a pack of cigarettes, they will break your window.
Good point.
Okay, they will break your window mm-hmm. in a heartbeat. If you have a Jarman or a TomTom GPS, they will break your window. Radar detector. Listen, here's how it works. I break into your window. I need $5. That's how much a bag of heroin
right.
or a wax envelope of heroin costs today. I need $5 now. I don't care about later. They'll steal a $300 GPS for one bag, $5. And then tonight they'll rob somebody else for their second bag.
Right.
This is how it works. So you have to be really careful. Put your stuff in the trunk. What do I talk about if you have an SUV? A black blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Go on Amazon.com, buy a black fleece blanket. Anytime you have stuff in the back of your car, throw the blanket over it. It makes it very hard to decipher what's inside. All right.
right?
I have them in every one of my vehicles. It's also good if you get stuck in the winter.
Right.
It's
perfect.
Good if you if you're on a scene of an accident and somebody's going into shock. You
right.
can throw that blanket out. I got a million more for you, but obviously we ran out of time. August 3rd through 6th, Masada Ub is at our South Jersey location. Protective Pen is next Saturday, June 10th. Holster Draw, June 19th. CPR AED, June 24th. Civilian Response to an Active Shooter, June 29th. Psychology and Firearms, Dr. Pirelli, July 23rd. Multi-State CCW, June 30th at Woodland Park Range. And then we have Urban Carbine 3, Urban Pistol 3 at our South Jersey location. Thank you all. Come down and check out Mount Gunbor when you get a chance.
Yeah, you can see it from the highway.
It's getting huge. And also, since the Paris Climate Treaty is gone, I started my car tire fire again.
Good. That keeps everything warm. I like that. Is that what that smoke signal was?
Yes, I have three truck tires burning in the back.
Very nice. It's very good.
F you, globalists and elitists. Populism and nationalism.
Well, on that note, the clock on the wall says you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, take him serious. The crime is out there. I live in a part of the state where crime goes from knocking over the recycled barrels on the beach in the wintertime to armed robbery at the 7-Eleven. Thank you very much, Staten Island, for your contribution to our neighborhood. Please, guys, it is important, like Ant says, with the opioid epidemic going on, they will break a $500 car window to get at your change in the car. Be safe. Winston says, we love you. Winston, go ahead, say it. Winston. Atta boy, gotta wake him up. We love you guys. See you next week.